وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights from the Quran by looking at traits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to have. If we have these traits and take them on and garment ourselves with them, then we should be able to preserve human rights and treat others in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to treat them. One of these verses is chapter 18, verse 107. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, they will have the gardens of paradise. So Allah is saying, I want you to do good deeds. So the verse from Surah Al-Kahf describes a reward that awaits those who believe in Allah and perform righteous deeds in their life. Mind you, righteous deeds means that I deal with people on a good note. I give, I help, I support. These are the deeds that Allah is talking about. So the verse states that the believers who done good deeds will be granted a place in paradise, or at least in the gardens of paradise, which is the ultimate reward for those who live a life of faith and righteousness. The concept of deeds encompasses a wide range of actions and behaviors, including performing the obligatory acts that Allah wants, such as praying and fasting, as well as engaging in voluntary and acts of charity, kindness, compassion towards other people. So it has two sides to the goodness here, amalu salihat. So we do salihat with Allah, and we do salihat with people. We can't just take one and neglect the other. They come hand in hand. So it involves avoiding sinful behavior and striving to live a life that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The verse serves as a reminder that our actions in this life have consequences, both in this world and in the hereafter. Believers are encouraged to perform good deeds not only as a means of seeking Allah's pleasure, but also as a measure of earning reward in paradise. The opposite to that means that me and you, we will be seeking the wrath, or at least invoking the wrath of God, and guaranteeing ourselves a place in hell. That's the other side. So moreover, this verse emphasizes the importance of faith and good deeds. Amanu wa amalu salihat. Because usually amal does not come by itself unless it stems from belief. So if I don't believe people are worthy, then I'm not going to give. I need to change that belief first. So we begin with iman, then we jump to action. Let's take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. We were saying that the verse emphasizes the importance of faith and good deeds, and they work together. One cannot enter paradise simply by having faith or by just performing good deeds alone. Both are essential to enter the reward of the Garden of Paradise. So if we want to summarize this verse, we can say it highlights this importance of being righteous in this life and having the correct belief of performing good. So we always need to do what? Help other people. The verse also, in terms of human rights, the verse highlights the connection between faith and good deeds, and how the two are linked together by stating that those who have believed and done righteous deeds will have a reward in the Garden of Paradise. It emphasizes the importance of not only holding certain beliefs, but also acting on them through positive actions. In the context of a human writes, this verse reminds us that true belief and faith should be translated into actions that promotes, for example, justice, that promotes equality and compassion for all. It is not enough to simply hold beliefs or opinions about human rights. We must actively work towards creating a world where those rights are upheld and respected for all individuals, and that's the part that we need to concentrate on. So if we can break this verse into a few parts that we can understand, first is our belief system, that we must understand, this is when it comes to our heads, we must understand that I cannot do good deeds unless my mentality is in the right place, unless my brain is in the right place. Because if I think people are not worthy of me helping them, not worthy of me trying to support them, trying to blame them for whatever they're going through, then I'm not going to help. If I'm not going to help, then I'm not a good doer. I'm not a muhsin. If I'm not a muhsin, then Allah says, I have no business with you. So first we need to correct our belief, and such belief that we need to help other people will motivate me, will push me towards helping other people. And sometimes you see people, no, they just don't care. They just give to whoever they want, they help whoever they want, but they have no belief in Allah or anything. They're like, it doesn't matter. As long as you're good, this is what matters. Allah says, no, no, no. You need to have them both. You need to have belief and actions, because doing an action by itself without having thought it through, Allah says to me, this is pointless. So Allah needs me to think and need me to act. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, He says, keep in mind that your a'mal and your beliefs are linked to one another. Because sometimes I can give charity and I can give thousands of dollars and I could give millions of dollars in charity. But am I really doing it for Allah, or am I doing it for myself? I'm doing it for my own fame. I'm doing it so people can take pictures for me. People can say, well, wow, look at him. No, so obviously this is not what Allah wants. He wants good doers. الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ or آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. الصَّالِح is only that which is good for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله